At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
A warmer friendly hello, welcome to Lovey Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Eames Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Got a tremendous podcast for you. So in the second segment, we're going to be joined by Aaron Robinson. He does a great job over there at NBC Sports Edge for a little bit more NBA stuff, but all of his college stuff, that's with his brother Andrew. They both wound up playing at Quinnipiac and Coppin State together. Now they run All Facts Media, and they do an absolutely terrific job of taking a look at college basketball. We're going to be throwing it out there, which teams have had the best and worst weeks with regards to all the NBA draft decisions. Who deserves to be number one? Should it be Gonzaga? Should it be Houston? Should it be someone else? We're going to be diving into that discussion as well. We're also going to be taking a look at just teams in general and the way that they have been affected by sort of these departures, which ones were the most significant. And on top of that, I've been mentioning this quite a bit on this podcast, conferences that have been utilizing the transfer portal well and not in are the Big Ten and the Pac-12 perhaps falling behind a little bit with the way that they have not been utilizing the portal. So wide-ranging chat with Aaron coming up in the second segment, and then in the final segment, going to give you guys a little bit of a recap as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Friday. If you ever do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, at @GNerd_41. Keep in mind, letters CM. They mean does not matter, so as per usual, please just send these into the timeline, and the other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions, but now with the NBA draft decisions complete, now that we've got more clarity with regards to the transfer portal, going to be starting up conference previews within the next few days. I'm going to try to have the first one up tomorrow. I'm not going to give you guys any guarantees. By Tuesday, it will be up. So within the next 72 hours, I will have my first conference preview up. I'm going to start with the Atlantic Sun, smaller conferences first, and then we're going to be make our way to our Power 5 conferences, just because I always feel like with these smaller conferences, you've got a fewer moving parts, if that winds up making sense. But that's the way that we're going to be playing it there, and now we're playing it today, having a great chat with Aaron Robinson of All Facts Media. That's up next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Eames Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Back here, lovely Las Vegas, Jessica Seeps with myself, Greg Eats Pierce, and now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. And it is great to be joined by our guest as the gentleman over there at All Facts Media. They are doing an absolutely terrific job, and one of those men, that would be Aaron Robinson. He does an absolutely amazing job taking a look at the game of college basketball. You're able to follow him on Twitter at Ace Robinson, and if you're looking for All Facts Media, that is at All Facts Media on Twitter. They keep it all nice, neat, clean, and easy. But he does some NBA over there at NBC Sports Edge. And when it comes to the podcast that he winds up doing, the Auto Bid, that is all dedicated to college basketball. And for those of you guys that are mid-major junkies like myself, they've got you guys covered with regards to that podcast as well. And Aaron, you do an absolutely tremendous job following college basketball all throughout the season. It is very much appreciated. And it's always appreciated when you wind up joining this podcast. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me. It's always a lot of fun to hop on with you, man. And you already know, man, always a call away. So excited to get into some hoops, baby.
Absolutely. And the biggest thing that we wound up seeing this week in college basketball, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, it was those NBA draft decisions. And when it comes to the decisions, like we wound up seeing Jalen Williams decide that he's not going to be going back to Arkansas, I mean, that's impactful in that Arkansas, with Williams in the fold, they would have had a little bit more of a seat at the table, maybe not for number one, but more like a number two, number three ranking. I did wind up having to dock them just a tad. But when it comes to the most impactful decisions, I feel like a lot of them had to do with guys that were at like smaller schools, like, for example, David Roddy, because if Colorado State would have been able to get him back, I felt like they were going to be, once again, perhaps a top 25 team. And even without him, I think that they're going to be a solid team out there in the Mountain West. But I feel like the smaller schools that wound up having a decision, they were a little bit more impacted than, say, in Arkansas, because now Colorado State goes, for me, a team that should be right around that top 25 range, a team that they're right there on the bubble for the NCAA tournament going into the season.
You know, for sure. I thought Roddy was going to come back to school personally, man. Obviously, I had the opportunity to go to Chicago and see the NBA combine, man. His measurables weren't bad, but I think he was somebody that I think most people were kind of assuming would go back to school because of the idea of what they could have been had he came back. Obviously, they had an outstanding year last year in the Mountain West, obviously with Nico Medved and Isaiah Stevens and, You know, if they'd have got Roddy back, they certainly would have been, in my opinion, a top 25 team and probably the favorite in the Mountain West heading the next season. So they were definitely a big loser. I think also Michigan, man, losing Musa Diabate and Caleb Houston, I think that's definitely a big loss for them, man. Because if you return those two guys, then you're talking about potentially, you know, one of the best teams in the Big Ten, if not the favorite in the Big Ten, because you talk about, you know, obviously they're going to return Hunter Dickinson, was going to be a first-team All-American, most likely, or somewhere in that conversation. So that definitely was a big loss for them. And I think Trevor Keels, man, deciding to stay in the draft for Duke. Man, I think if you're Duke and you can retain Trevor Keels, man, with Derek Whitehead, Jeremy Roach, Flipowski, Derek Lively, man, that's potentially a top 10 team. But, you know, obviously now Duke is still going to have potential to be really good. But, you know, with Keels gone, now you're going to have to fill that hole. And obviously we saw them playing Tyrese Proctor. They're going to get him to reclass up, which was a great get for John Shire. But I think Keels could have potentially had, you know, a real breakout year next season for Duke if he had come back. So those are some of the ones that caught my eye for sure from some of the bigger schools.
Yeah, but I did think that Trevor Keels was going to be as good as gone. I would have been very surprised if he had come back to Duke. So the fact that he was considering it, I thought that was a tad bit of a surprise. And we did wind up seeing, speaking of Duke, on Friday, wind up landing Max Johns in the transfer portal. I think that we're both in agreement here. Max Johns probably not going to be putting up the same numbers as he did at Princeton. And this is a little bit more of a depth piece in general, but I actually do like the way that Duke has been utilizing the transfer portal, because it feels like there's many different ways to utilize it. We see Arkansas, they wind up building very exclusively through it. And for lack of a better term, Baylor, when they wound up winning their title, they wound up bringing the guys along for a few seasons, but they really utilized that transfer portal, built up that backcourt. We even saw with James Akinjo a season ago as well. And for Duke, they're not necessarily looking for guys that they're going to be coming out there and they're going to be putting up just these absolutely big numbers. I mean, Johns, he wound up putting up like 3 points per game last season at Princeton, but they're sort of, instead of taking a walk-on, they're sort of utilizing the transfer portal, bringing guys with experience. Maybe he winds up finding himself getting like 2-3 minutes, gives you a fell or two, and we wound up seeing that as well with another addition that they wound up getting in the transfer portal out of Harvard. And I take a look at this Duke bunch, and I actually do think that it's relatively wise to bring in experience, especially when you're bringing in all these freshmen. And according to 24/7 Sports, 3 of the top 4 freshmen are going to Duke. So I think that this is actually a good approach that they are taking.
Yeah, you always want to have veterans on your roster, man. And obviously, you know, you're going to have a first-year head coach. And you're going to have, like you mentioned, 3 starters potentially who have never played a college basketball game in Kyle Flipowski, Derek Whitehead, and Derek Lively. So all 3 of those guys are going to be guys that, you know, are going to be relying on to play heavy minutes. And then Jeremy Roach is going to be coming into a junior year. This is going to be a huge year for him. I mean, they're going to need him to really, you know, take a leap here and become, you know, one of the best guards in college basketball. He showed flashes of it last year, obviously, in the tournament in that game against Arkansas. I mean, he was probably the best player on the floor down the stretch for them. He won a few games there in the tournament, man. But they're going to need him to kind of build on that momentum, man, and really lead this group, because they're going to have a young team, man. So obviously, anytime you can get good guys, obviously a guy like Max Johns coming from Princeton, coming from the Ivy League, you know it's going to be a high-character kid. They're not going to mess up your locker room. So I definitely see the strategy there when you want to get, you know, just good guys, good character guys around, you know, your young players to kind of show them the ropes, man. These guys have never really been in this type of environment. And obviously, they're all going through it for the first time. We mentioned, obviously, John Shire next year is going to be in year one. And he can have some big shoes to fill, man, obviously, you know, to say the least, coming behind Coach K, man, especially seeing what Hubert Davis just did down there in Chapel Hill, man. You don't think that Duke was expecting a big year one after seeing what Hubert Davis did in year one? We got something else coming for you, man. So there's going to be a fair amount of pressure on John Shire in year one, man. So, you know, the more veteran guys that you can have in your locker room with high character, the better.
With Duke, you knew that the expectations were going to be high regardless. This is a program that they never expect to be down. The 2020-21 season that they wound up having, yeah, you felt like they were going to be out for revenge. They wound up making the Final Four, and I hope that your number one winds up yielding a title, so that way they're able to one up their rival. As we do have Aaron Robinson, does a great job over there at All Facts Media. He's joining me right here on the podcast, and we talked about Duke perhaps being a little bit of a loser with Trevor Keels not being able to return to school. How about it with, in my opinion, the biggest winners of what we've seen the last few days in Gonzaga? I've right now got them rated as my number one overall team. I know that there's a lot of people out there that they just can't put Gonzaga number one because they haven't been able to bust through and win the title. I think that you'd be in agreement with me. It's not easy to win a title, and I take a look at Gonzaga, and just on paper, with bringing back Julian Strother, bringing back Drew Timmy, you now have Malachi Smith in the fold. Rajir Bolton, a north of 43% three-point shooter, he returns as well. Really, other than Andrew Namardane, the guy that you knew was going to be as good as gone, Chet Holmgren out of the fold, this is a lot of the same nucleus from last season, a team that was number one, and I don't see any reason why Gonzaga should not be number one at this point, other than utilizing the same narrative of, oh, they haven't done it in the past.
Yeah, Gonzaga is going to be absolutely loaded. In my opinion, there are three teams that you can make an argument for number one for. You mentioned Gonzaga, obviously, you know, returning Timmy, returning Julian Strother, adding Malachi Smith and Efton Reed, the big man from LSU. I mean, obviously, you're getting back Nolan Hickman, Hunter Salas, Basir Bolden, and Anton Watson. They're going to be extremely versatile, man. They're going to be able to play small. They're going to be able to play big. If you want to play Julian Strother at the four, you can do that. You know, if you want to get athletic, you can play Efton Reed at the five. Obviously, we know Drew Timmy is going to be out there. Anton Watson as well down there in the front court, man. They've got shooting, obviously, adding Malachi Smith, huge shooter from Chattanooga, and getting back Julian Strother, man. And you hope that, you know, Nolan Hickman can kind of take that lead of the point guard next season. But if he doesn't, you have Malachi Smith, who's more than capable of filling that void, man. But then you also got, obviously, Houston, North Carolina, who was national runner-ups last season, went on an unbelievable run in March. They're going to return four of their five starters from a team that was a runner-up last year and nearly won a national title, man. And there's rumors that they're still pursuing Pete Nance in the transfer portal. So if they can land Pete Nance from Northwestern, then I think they'll have a real shot to be the preseason number one team. And then we get to Houston, who made the Elite Eight last season without Marcus Sasser, who got hurt 17 games into the season. They're going to get him back. He's probably going to be a preseason first-team All-American this year, heading into a 2022-2023 season. You return Jamal Shedd, Tremont Mark, then you add Jairus Walker, who is a top 10 recruit as a freshman, man. Kelvin Sampson is coaching that basketball team. We never, ever are going to, you know, doubt him, man. So those are the three teams that I think I wouldn't have a problem if you rank either one of those teams number one. I think Gonzaga is definitely probably the favorite right now, but should North Carolina land Pete Nance, I wouldn't have a problem with them being number one. And then obviously with Marcus Sasser coming back to Houston, I wouldn't be mad at you ranking them number one either, especially because they might mess around and come into the tournament at 30-1 or 30-2 or something like that because they're playing in the American Conference. So if Memphis gets them once or you know, they mess around and run the table in that league, you're going to have a hard time not ranking them number one when it comes tournament time. So those are my three teams that I think have a legitimate argument for number one. And honestly, I think you could probably flip a coin and go with either one of them.
Yep, I can't fault you for any of those three. I think that Duke is certainly worthy of right around the top five. I will put them outside of those three for sure at this point, just because it is a little bit more of a sight unseen situation with regards to those freshmen. I would put Duke somewhere around like four or five-ish. And very much something that we're seeing right now is the fact that no Pac-12 and no Big Ten teams in that fold, as we do have Aaron Robinson, does a terrific job over there at All Facts Media, joining me on the podcast. And we're noticing that the conferences and the schools that are really busting through and making these big runs, they are the ones that have been able to adapt to the times. They're utilizing NIL. They're doing a great job of utilizing the transfer portal. And I just take a look at the landscape of college basketball. I feel like the Pac-12 and the Big Ten have really fallen behind. I mean, we could see a situation in which you wind up having maybe a mid-major wind up being able to leap above the Pac-12 because I am that far down on this conference this year. And then we take a look at the Big Ten. I mean, certainly it's great that Trace Jackson Davis is going back to Indiana, but I have a tough time taking a look at a conference and taking them too seriously if you're telling me that their best team is Indiana. By the way, I don't think that it is Indiana. I personally think that it's Illinois at this point personally, but I do take a look at the situation with both of those conferences, and I think it really is a showing as to why the Big Ten has not been able to bust through the last few years. The Pac-12, they wound up having a pedestrian year as well. And I really do think that the titles that we're seeing, the runs that are being made, they are made here in the offseason. And when conferences like the Big Ten, they just wind up sitting on their hands, they don't put themselves in the best position to be able to make those runs.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't hit it on the head, man. I think the Pac-12, specifically with Arizona, they absolutely got crushed by the NBA Jazz. You knew Ben Mathurin was gone. Christian Coloco leaves, and then also Dalen Terry, who some people thought might come back, man, and kind of take that big leap, man. They got absolutely crushed by the draft. And then, obviously, UCLA not being able to retain Jules Bernard. I think if they would have got Jules Bernard back, then I think you could have been talking about UCLA as a potential top five team. But obviously, you know, losing Juzang is going to hurt a lot. We mentioned losing Jules Bernard and also losing Cody Riley, losing Miles Johnson, losing Peyton Watson. Also, man, I mean, all those losses I think are going to be tough for the league to bounce back from. They did get a little bit of good news with Will Richardson coming back for Oregon, man. And obviously, they're getting Quincy Guerrier back, Nafali Dante also coming back for them. So Oregon is going to have a chance to kind of seep into that second spot, I believe, behind UCLA. Those two are the clear top two teams in the Pac-12, man. And after that, UCLA is probably going to be third again, but you know, they're probably right now a team that you're looking at, the bubble team, man. It's probably going to depend on what they do in the non-conference, because similar to last season, man, you're not going to get very many quality wins in the Pac-12. So definitely probably looking at another down year for them. And then in the Big Ten, man, you're right. Getting crushed, you know, again, by the NBA draft. You mentioned Michigan missing out on Caleb Houston and Musa Diabate. Obviously, Wisconsin losing Johnny Davis. And Brad Davidson obviously graduating finally. He's been in college forever. Purdue losing Jaden Ivey and Travion Williams. A lot of departure at the top. And even you mentioned Illinois. They're losing Kofi Coburn and Jacob Brandison. Just hit the portal as well, losing Trent Frazier. So, you know, Curbelo obviously transferred out, man. So it's going to be an interesting year, man, in college basketball. I think the SEC in position to have a banner year this season, man. I think they're going to potentially be able to have a really huge year. And then obviously the Big 12, too, with, you know, Kansas and Baylor and Texas doing what they've been able to do. Obviously, Kansas, we mentioned, I talk about draft winners. They were able to get Jalen Wilson and Kevin McCullough out of the NBA draft early entrant list. So they're going to be right back in business. Obviously, they lose Oshai Agbaji and Christian Brown. But like I mentioned, you return Jalen Wilson, you're going to get Kevin McCullough, Juwan Harris. Joseph Yesufu is going to come back. He's somebody who, you know, a lot of people thought were going to have a better year after he transferred from Drake, but potentially with Agbaji and Christian Brown gone, maybe we see him take that big leap this year. You know, also they're losing Ramarin and David McCormick, but getting Grady Dick, who's a top 20 player, MJ Rice, top 30 player. So we'll see what Bill Self is able to do with this team. We mentioned Baylor, obviously getting Adam Flagler back is going to be huge. Everyday John is going to be back next year. Flo Thoma is going to be back. They're adding Keontae George, who's the number 6 player in the country. So you never want to count out Scott Drew and what he's you know, able to do there. And then Texas, obviously, has also had a really good year in the portal, man, adding Dylan Mitchell, who's the number 5 player in the country. And then, obviously, Arterio Morris and Rowan Brumbaugh, also great adds there. And you're going to return Timmy Allen, Marcus Carr, Christian Bishop, and Dylan Disu. So those schools, man, those conferences, the SEC and the Big 12, in my opinion, are on pace to have some huge years next season, whereas the Big 10 and the Pac-12 might be having some down years as we head into next season.
And heck, even Iowa State adding in their Oshun Oshuni along with Jerron Holmes from St. Bonaventure, a pair of guys that wound up playing together. That's been very solid. The Big 12 has done a great job out there in the transfer portal. We saw what the ACC was able to do with Miami, bringing in their big NIL packages to be able to get in there. No Shad Omier along Nigel Pack. They're in for a good year. The SEC in general, it's made a lot of changes, and I've liked a lot of those. And meanwhile, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, it has not necessarily been the world's greatest ride for them. They are not willing to adjust to the times, but men that are very much keeping up with everything that we've got, and a pair of guys are doing an absolutely amazing job out there in the college basketball sphere. That would be you, Aaron. You and your brother Andrew do a terrific job over there at All Facts Media. You're guys that you know the landscape of college basketball because you were playing for many years over there at Quinnipiac along with that Coppin State. So you guys know how everything's going. And you guys played recently, by the way, as well, which I think is a big thing as well. You guys, within the last 3-4 years, were over there at Coppin State. So you guys know the game very well. You bring that insight. You do a nice job being able to get a lot of players and coaches on your podcast as well. So let the good people at home know it's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Hey, man, you can follow us at All Facts Media on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Make sure you're tapping in on TikTok as well. We got some nice content for you guys on there. Also, allfactsmediainc.com is our website where you can find written content and videos as well. Stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast, The Auto Bid. That's on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcast. Again, that is The Auto Bid. Make sure you give us a like, give us a rating, subscribe to that podcast, man. It really does go a long way, man. And we got some merch, man. If you head to our Twitter or Instagram page, click the link in our bio. We got some merch for you guys, man. So other than that, man, make sure you guys are staying tuned for content we got to come, man. And super excited to continue this offseason, man. And definitely excited for next season as well.
Yep. I guess you call preparation for next season. It's already in motion as I'm getting set to do some conference previews myself now that we've got a little bit more clarity in terms of the transfer portal, these NBA draft decisions. And I know that the gentlemen over there at All Facts Media, they cover the game of college basketball all 12 months out of the year. They truly love it and they do amazing work. Always great to be able to get Aaron Robinson on the podcast. He delivered the goods today. Big thanks to him. Now it is that time, the podcast coming up next. They give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball over the last 24 hours.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Here, Love You Las Vegas, for Coast to Coast Eats with myself, Greg Eats, and now part of the VEASAN family of podcasts. Aaron Robinson always brings the goods on this podcast, does a terrific job over there at All Facts Media, a man that just covers college basketball all 12 months out of the year, along with his brother Andrew, also does some nice work over there at NBC Sports Edge. That's a little bit more NBA-based, but guy just absolutely loves the game, brings great insights whenever he joins this podcast, so a big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast that I give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing over the last 24 hours. We wound up seeing Drury College wind up getting a pair of guys that have decided that they're going to be transferring from the D1 level, Preston Cook, guy that we're going to call what it is. He was a walk-on at Auburn, did not wind up contributing anything whatsoever. He decided that he is going to be going down to the non-D1 level, along with Brady O'Connell. He was playing the last two seasons at Old Dominion. Once again, guy that wound up averaging a half a point per contest. These are very easy for your handicap. All you need to know is that these two gentlemen, they were at the D1 level. They are no longer with those schools, and they are no longer at the D1 level. So you're able to cross them off your list of guys that you need to evaluate and move on. So nice, clean, and easy there. Chris Osten, he was playing the last few seasons at Arizona State and Northern Illinois. And I'm really surprised that Northern Illinois didn't give him more minutes. He averaged 1.5 points and 1.5 rebounds per game after he actually wound putting up better numbers when he was at Arizona State during the 2020-21 season. And as a matter of fact, actually he saw 6 starts when he was at Arizona State. He has decided that he is going to be going to IUPUI, good old UEPUU. They just needed bodies in general to end the season last year, because you may recall they were down to 5 guys towards the back half of the season last year. That was on SEU too terrific. And I mean, he's a former top 25 junior college prospect, according to 24/7 Sports, from the class of 2020. 6'9" gentleman that I don't think he's really got any versatility, but a guy that is able to pull in there a couple rebounds. IUPUI, they were just incredibly shrimpy last year. They had no size whatsoever on that roster. IUPUI shouldn't be as terrible this year as they were last season. Certainly, it's still a program that's in disarray. Certainly, they're going to be finishing towards the back half of the Horizon League, but it's good that they're finally bringing in bodies, because we don't want to see them playing with 5 guys anymore. That was just a little bit brutal. Kenny Strawbridge, he was playing at Alabama State. He is going to be heading over there to Evansville with the Purple Aces. Purple Aces wound up undergoing a little bit of a coaching change as Todd Licklider, he wound up being relieved of his duties this offseason, and I'll call it what it is, rightfully so. But with Strawbridge, 10.5 points per game each of the last 2 seasons. They would like him to be able to rebound the way that he did 2 seasons ago rather than last year. Last year, 4.7 rebounds and 2 assists per contest. Did throw in there a steal and a half per game as well during the 2020-21 season. Fewer assists and steals, but right around 7.5 boards per game. It's never been a great 3-point shooter at 6'4". Shot right around 29% from 3 last season, but should be a little bit of an impact guy for an Evansville team that you gotta figure that they're gonna be kicking up the tempo a little bit from what they wound up having under Todd Licklider. They were one of the slowest teams out there in college basketball. I don't think that they're gonna absolutely gun it under this new regime, but certainly Kenny Strawbridge, a move in the right direction for them. New Orleans wound up getting a pair of transfers. Marquise Cooper is going to be going from Bluefield State, and then Caleb Wilson-Rouse is coming in from Pacific. With Wilson-Rouse, he's the D1 player and wound up starting in half the games last season for Pacific, right around 5 points per contest. Shot 30% from three as a 6'2" gentleman. You got to figure that they're going to try to get the ball in his hands a little bit more. He is a 6 foot gentleman, so he's probably best suited being a little bit more of a primary guard rather than trying to be playing off the ball. But you take a look at what he wound up doing from January 31st on, so final 11 games, was able to pick it up a tad, right around 6 points per contest, shot 35% from 3-point range, so I do think that there is a little bit of upside there. And with Marquez Cooper, if I'm not mistaken, he wound up playing a little bit of basketball at the D1 level, but this is a man that you take a look at what he wound up doing at Bluefield State. He was a little bit of an undersized guy, but he was able to put up some supreme numbers out there at the non-D1 level. A guy that during the 2020-21 season was able to register 21.5 points per contest, wound up chipping in their 5.5 boards. Now, he did wind up shooting 15.5% from 3-point range, no question about it. He's probably going to need to build upon that just a tad, but with Marquise Cooper, you are getting in there a very solid scorer in general, and a guy that at 6'5" has a little bit of versatility. I believe that he wound up beginning at the junior college level as well, so this is someone that should be able to come in, should be able to do a very solid job for a New Orleans team that they've had a little bit of success being able to bring in transfers in the past. Last year, that did not wind up paying off with Robbie Robinson coming in from Nevada. He just wound up being banged up in general, so that was a little bit of an issue. And with Duke, they're not necessarily looking for a lot of production out of their transfers, but they do wind up bringing in Max Johns, and I do think that this is a solid situation for him. A guy that wound up putting up right around 3 points per contest when I was at Princeton last season. This is not a guy that is going to be taking Duke to the promised land. This is not a guy that you're going to be looking to in marquee situations, and he's going to be able to hoist up shots. But we were mentioning it with our good friend Aaron Robinson. The fact that Duke winds up having 3 of the top 4 players in the class of 2022, according to 24/7 Sports, coming in, a lot of these guys have a little bit more size. They could use a little bit of coaching. Cale Catchings winds up coming in from Harvard. He's probably going to do a lot of that as well. Ryan Young could wind up playing a couple minutes down low, but he's a guy that, while he was at Northwestern, was never really a double-figure scorer, was able to pull in there right around 5 rebounds per game. So you got to figure that Duke, utilizing the transfer portal to be able to get a little bit of experience, and I don't hate it. I do think that this is a smart move by John Shire, being able to bring in some of these guys that they know that they're not necessarily going to see a bunch of minutes, and the expectation for someone like a Max Johns is out that he's going to come in and he's going to be seeing like 30 minutes, putting up 10 plus points per game or anything like that. The expectation is try to contribute, try to win a national championship, and then go pro in something other than basketball and get a good education while he's at it. So you really cannot hate on that. I do think that it's going to work out well for all parties with this. Philip Hughes. He was at UT Martin this last season, not necessarily a highly touted guy, not a guy that wound up seeing the floor as he wound up redshirting. He is going down to Pearl River Community College. You wish him nothing but the best, but not necessarily much of an impact there. High point, they're hoping to not be a low point this season, and they're bringing in Abdoulaye Thiam, who was last season at Minnesota, just did not wind up seeing the floor too much for them in general. 6'3" guard that he is able to pop some threes from everything that I wound up seeing out of him in high school. Just clearly was not a fit with Minnesota, according to 24/7 Sports. In that class of 2021, was a guy that was being pursued by quite a few other schools, but with that said, it was a case in which Minnesota was by far his best offer. I think that the other schools going after him were schools out there in places like the Sun Belt. I think that he's going to be a relatively okay fit here at High Point. They did wind up losing quite a bit from last season, as they do wind up having to replace many, many minutes, as they wind up having John Michael Wright decide that he was going to bolt the program, a guy that wound up having 18 points, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists. You can't necessarily replace that with one guy, but I do think that one of the gentlemen that is going to be able to replace some of that production is Thiam, so very good on them for being able to bring him in. We wound up seeing quite a few other guys decide to go from the D1 level to the non-D1 level. Marco Foster, who last year was able to actually have a very good year at New Hampshire. This is a legitimate big loss for them. 8.5 points per contest was really their sixth man. 3.5 boards, shot 43.5% from three. He's going down to Blinn College. If you're wondering where Blinn College is, I am as well. This is, once again, a guy that wound up putting up 8.5 points per game in his first year at the D1 level. He was clearly holding his own. There was value with him at another school if he wanted to leave New Hampshire, so I'm a little bit surprised by this one. You wish him nothing but the best, but a little bit surprising that Marco Foster off the New Hampshire roster. You did wind up seeing Zach Viston. He was at Idaho State this last season, a bad Idaho State team. Wound up putting up 2 points per contest. Shot 50% from three. That's because he wound up shooting 2 threes. He has decided that he is going to go down to the 91 level. He's going to Snow College. This one makes a whole heck of a lot more sense. You sort of figured that he wasn't going to be able to stick there, but what we are sticking to on this podcast is taking a look at everything that we're getting in college basketball, and I think that within the next 2 to 3 days, it depends upon when I'm able to get it edited and up, we're going to be having our first conference preview as well. We're going to be starting with the Atlantic Sun. I'll probably do the America East within the next week or two as well, and then get into like the Big South, the Big Sky, those smaller conferences, and then from there, work our way into the power conferences. So conference previews, they are very, very close. Actually recorded the first interview for that Atlantic Sun podcast. So that is coming up very, very quickly. And if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast for all those previews and just everything that's going on in college basketball, you're able to subscribe to this podcast wherever you find your podcast: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, whatever you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GUnit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. Size per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Big thanks once again to Aaron Robinson of All Facts Media for joining me in the last segment. Coming at you guys every single day of the year, whether it be the off season, give you guys news and notes and previews, or during the season with picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I'll catch you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.